What's the point of fame except to reinforce the social hierarchies we oppose? What's the point of a name if it just becomes something that you drop when you feel insecure and you're not sure if everybody in the room will have heard of your band before? And you're on tour and haven't seen a friend for at least a couple of days. Let me count the ways that I abuse the privilege granted to me by this mandolin and my white skin that bought me my first guitar. Everybody told me, boy, you're bound to be a star. Oh, yes, you are. Boy, you're bound to be a star. And like every major threat, they somehow find a way to buy it. They co-opt what we create while they get rich and we deny it. The TV tells us there are stars and fans, and there's just one way to make it. Follow the label's rules, use the master's tools, and when the big deal comes, you take it.
One, two, one, two, three.
You're selling hope to angry kids who think that you're the only ones who sing about what makes them sad, who understand the way they feel. That's just cause your label pays for multicolored tour posters. No one ever hears about the kids doing it for real. And I'm so tired of these anarchist celebrities selling $10 shrink wrap CDs full of paper made from old groceries. And I know that we all have our hypocrisies. This isn't all about purity or punk rock points. It's about taking back what's left of our ideals and trading in our egos for our dreams. And if I start to act like them, please call me on my shit. Cause sometimes I get jealous, I'll be the first one to admit. I've been brainwashed all my life, and now I'm trying to think for myself. Think that I might need your help.